want to thank everyone for listening to the Hagmann and Hagmann Report right here on Global Star Radio Network, also simulcast on Blog Talk Radio and, of course, YouTube. You can watch us in living color. Don't adjust your set right there on YouTube Live. I want to say one of our great friends of the program, Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. Very interesting, very good, very worthy special, if it's still available. So, folks, do it. Go to healthmasters.com or go to HagmannReport.com right there on the top center. Or if you are listening to this via archive, look for the article about today's special Health Masters book, Maximum Fat Loss Workbook, and also the Maximum Energy and Fitness Program, 8 CDs, and of course the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy reports from cellulite to, well, everything you can possibly think of. Dr. Ted Brower covers them all. And of course, just want to remind everyone again, you know, we've created a very, ourselves, the Hagmann Report, we've created a very special limited time offer that will provide you with national and international exposure for a fraction of the price. If you're a business owner or you're selling a product or a variety of products, and you're looking to expand, to grow your business, well, do so at a fraction of the cost by reaching the same number of potential clients and customers that big names do, like Pro Flowers and Omaha Steaks and others, Nuts.com, just to name a few, do. You can have that same opportunity on our program. All you have to do is go to HagmannReport.com, HagmannReport.com, and check out the right-hand side. And it's in a nice magenta color, you know, the advertising opportunities. And we only have a limited, like Health Masters, you know, everything is kind of limited based on our slots. Well, their inventory, our slots. But you can actually check out our offer right there at HagmannReport.com. And the, of course, if you're in the market for survival food or long-term storable food, as I suspect you should be if you haven't topped it off already, your pantry, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. The, premier Thrive brand, food products, long-term storable food. It's fantastic. We're munching on some, long-term storable fruit here at the Hagmann Studios today. And Lady, the studio dog, just loves the bananas. Oh my goodness, she will bowl you over for a long-term storable banana chip. Again, Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com, is our guest. We're going to be getting into some, we're going to be expanding the horizons here, expanding the news, expanding your, well, we're going to be stretching your synapses with the next segment here. Ted, thanks for holding. Let's talk.
Neuroplasticity.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, it's just the brain. Here's what's interesting about that, Doug. So you asked me, I start talking about stuff like that, and that's interesting to me too. It's all that the neural cognition stuff. See, we're multiple dimensional beings because of our DNA and how we're tied to the other dimensions. And but we've talked about that already too. But you know,
wait. I got to ask you this, okay? Because Eric, Joe, and I were wrestling in the studio. I mean, we were actually, you know, we almost came to like an incident here. Okay, in our studio last night. Okay, headlocks were, you know, my wife had to break it up, and it was just horrible. But okay, so here's my question to you. Now, this, you covered this before. Okay, blood. Let's say I go to give blood. I give a pint of blood or whatever. Or
don't you love that descriptive analogy on that? How good is that? Here's what happens if you give a pint of blood.
Yes.
Right now, and you keep it oxygenated,
okay, right,
and you keep it at the right temperature, and you send it to Australia, right?
Yeah, you got to talk about this because this is freaking me out.
This will blow your mind, okay? And you basically send it to Australia, and I have you watch a scary movie here in the United States, and your body starts secreting fear molecules in your blood here in the United States through scalar waves and through your DNA with scalar waves and fourth dimensional transfer, basically it's called quantum entanglement. The blood that's still healthy and happy in Australia thinks it's part of you, and it's told to release the same fear molecules instantaneously at the same time that your blood does in the United States. That's why blood can be used for transfusion purposes up until the point of death. After death, the blood's useless. You have to throw it away. You put a dead person's blood into a live person, you'll kill them. So you can't do that. That's why they can't drain the body and use the blood. But until that person dies, that blood's viable because that spirit's in the blood because it's quantumly entangled.
Okay, man. Are you serious? I mean, seriously? No, I heard this when you told us this, okay? But wait a second. How do you measure that, Ted? Like, for example, how's that measured?
How do we measure the fear molecules that are being released?
It doesn't matter. We can go with the most basic of it. How do you... have experiments been done on this?
According to the one physicist that I'm quoting, he says yes. What's interesting. When you, they're called catecholamines is what they're called. And it's adrenaline, it's epinephrine, it's dopamine, it's adrenochromes. This is what happens when you basically torture somebody or you make him watch a really scary movie. This stuff is released into the blood. So yes, that can be quantified by the blood in the human and looking at the blood that's being used on the other planet of the Earth too. Now remember, the DNA that we have is basically a step-up Tesla transformer coil. It's a double helix. And what it does, it transfers energy via interdimensionally and through time-space, and it doesn't require any distance to slow it down. In other words, and that's what it is. It releases scalar waves. When you take a radio wave and you put it on top of each other, you create a longitudinal wave, and then you take two longitudinal waves and you put it on top of it again, you create a scalar wave, and we pray that's what you have. You generate a scalar wave which transmits information, prayers, thoughts instantly across the universe. This is the same thing how the blood of Christ works. We did a whole show on that, and this is why the blood of Christ is so powerful, and that's why so many of the globalists have tried for generations now to remove the mention of the blood of Christ from the hymnals, because his blood transmits scalar waves, because he's omnipresent from the cross to our current dimension and to our current timeline. Because remember, God's omnipresent. He's the beginning and the end. He says, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega. He's at all timelines, at all periods of time. So to him, from a reality standpoint, Jesus is still on the cross, but he's also sitting on the right hand of God the Father, because he's omnipresent, which allows him to be the eternal sacrifice for our sins. And his blood cries out greater than that of Abel. And it says that in the book of Hebrews, which we read one night. We talked about this. And that blood power is so powerful that it goes through all of time-space, basically projecting the healing frequency to make us the righteousness of Christ and to continually restore our DNA. That's why by his stripes we've been healed. By the blood of Christ we were saved. That's why no further sacrifice for sin is necessary once we believe in Jesus, because the blood continually sanctifies us for all time and through all time space. That's how it works. In fact, I did a show with you guys. I don't know the name of it. It was last year on that very topic. And it blew up my phones. I've never had that kind of response on any show that I've ever done with you guys on the blood of Christ, because it explained why. And I told you what happened, Doug. The day that I received this download from the Holy Spirit, I was studying interdimensional biophysics. It's kind of the stuff I like to read.
And light reading.
But I love that kind of stuff, okay? Because it, like I said, it really presses my brain with neuroplasticity. It makes me develop more connections, right? And I remember we were praying that morning after I'd been studying this, because I had been so frustrated, because I knew the satanic church drinks blood. They drink these chemicals that come out of the blood, gives them euphoria. But yet the Bible says, you know, that we have to use communion and that we have to drink the blood. And I couldn't understand this, you know, the blood of Christ. And I couldn't understand the symbology behind that and why the satanic church was talking about the blood and the Christian church was talking about the blood. But then I finally realized that life is in the blood. And then one day I was praying with Sharon and this torrent download came to me, and I wrote 6 pages of notes. And I've got them right here in front of me. I can go over them with you if you'd like again, or we can start talking about some of the political stuff. And what happened is, I called you up. In fact, I told Sharon, I said, I finished praying. I said, I got to go. And I called you up. I said, Doug, I got to read you this. This explains the mystery of the cross. It explains why Christians have to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It explains why the blood is necessary for our salvation. It explains why Jesus had to die on the cross. It explains why Jesus had to shed his blood. It explains all of this stuff from a physics standpoint. And to me, people say, well, you're explaining away miracles. No, I'm not. I'm not explaining that away at all. What I'm telling you is how salvation works from a mechanical standpoint and why it really does work in the authority and the power that we have as believing Christians and what we can do through the blood of Christ, which is why they continually chase us around and try to kill the Christians, because they don't want us talking about the blood of Jesus. They don't want us involved in any of this stuff. They don't want us doing any of this stuff, because they know that when you pray, you create a scalar wave, you literally change the very fabric of space-time, and you change physical reality. They understand that. We don't. And now, once you get to the point where you understand it, then you understand what prayer is all about and why every day, almost every day, sometimes we miss, but it's almost all the time, I will tell our family to get together because we have to pray in the morning, and I'm saying, guys, we have to pray out loud every single day in faith. We have to pray the things that we want to have happen in our lives, because if we don't, what's going to happen is we're not going to be able to change the fabric of reality, because the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. See, and that's the thing that we have to talk about. We've got to make people realize that, you know, it's the blood of Christ, it's the salvation through Jesus that changes the fabric of space-time. Even these guys that are abducted by these fallen entities, they call them aliens, we call them fallen angels, they're abducted by these guys. When they call on the name of Jesus in these abductions, these fallen entities have to put them back in their homes and stop the abduction. The power of the name of Jesus or Yeshua stops the alien abductions, even according to these guys who do their research into UFO and ufology. So it's the power that we have that so many Christians simply don't understand. It's the dunamis that's released by the blood of Jesus and the power of our testimony and by the word of faith. That's why it's easy to control the very fabric of space-time. That's why I corrected myself a few minutes ago when I said something about Hillary in the election. And I said, no, I'm going to speak that Donald Trump's going to win the election. You go, well, that's kind of silly that you would correct yourself like that. Guys, I'm very careful with the words that I speak. I'm very careful with the words that I pray because of the energy that is released through prayer and through scalar waves. I mean, it's so important if you understand the power that we have as Christians and what we can do and how blessed we are that we know who Jesus Christ is. That's why if you're a Hindu, you're left alone. If you're a Buddhist, you're left alone. If you're a Muslim, even if you're unbelievably or homophobic, and you hate women, you're left alone. You get a pass. But if you're a Christian, like you talked about at the beginning of the show, Doug, because of the blood of Christ, because of the power of prayer, they don't want the Christians coalescing in prayer, coming together and saying, hey, we've had enough of this. They've done everything they can with that basically that Sabbatean rule, with that Scofield Bible and all the stuff they've done in the last 150, 160 years, basically pushing their agenda about the rapture and all the other things they talk about to keep Christians out of politics, even to the point with Lyndon Johnson making it illegal for pastors to talk politics from the pulpit, because they don't want Christians being involved in politics, because when we get involved in stuff, we change the fabric of space-time. And the biggest problem is the Christians don't pray anymore. They don't go to church anymore. They sit in front of the idiot boxes, or they go to one of those happy, happy, feel-good churches in which the word is never preached, the truth is never taught, and what ends up happening is the congregation never repents and is never taught to pray. If we have to understand, when we pray, we have to speak to things that we want into reality, not negative stuff. We don't talk about how, dear Lord, please don't kill me today. We don't say stuff like that. Dear Lord, please protect me today. Pray the things that you want to have happen to create the physical reality in this holographic matrix that we live in. And when you do that, you can change the very fabric of space-time. And if Christians do that, they can literally change their lives. That's why even in the cancer research circles, they say Christians who come in and pray and who have faith and who are positive about the outcome of the cancer, they are healed much more readily than the people going in there expecting to die. Does that make sense, Doug?
Perfect sense, yes. And people need to understand the power of prayer is not just the biblical, spiritual, it's not explained merely in the Bible and spiritual realm or venues. It also has the physics component to it, which you're referencing. It is science-based, if people would just understand that, or the scientists and the physicists would would really explain it. But yes, I didn't do a very good service to that. But yes, it's absolutely critical that we understand this as Christians, because we are that formidable force. And this is a weapon. This is a tool that we can use. Yeah.
Well, I'll run over the notes real quick. Let's talk now about the blood of Christ.
Okay.
Why was it necessary to shed blood? God and Jesus are basically, as Adam was, they're created in God's image, an exact copy or duplicate. That's why the evil one was determined to contaminate Adam, and did so until the flood of Noah, and also afterwards, the Word said. Jesus, it says, is the second Adam. This is why his blood is so important, because it's God's blood. Jesus' blood, through plasma physics, carries the very frequency of the creator of the universe, God Almighty. This is cellular biology. Since God is omnipresent, you know, he doesn't wear a wristwatch. No time exists. He is the beginning and the end. When his blood, the blood of Jesus, was spilled on the cross, his blood, through its cellular communication, through light photons, through scalar waves, through the double helix Tesla step-up transmitter coil, which is our DNA using today's vernacular, broadcasts his perfect cellular DNA throughout time-space continually for all eternities to restore us and our DNA. This is why the book of Hebrews says that it was the spilling of Jesus' blood covers for us for all eternity. His DNA transmitter from his spilled blood literally cries out through all of the dimensions of time-space, rewriting our DNA to bring us back to God, become the righteousness of Christ. When we accept Jesus Christ, our DNA is literally rewritten and restored by God Almighty himself. We become the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. Through Christ's sacrifice and the spilling of his blood is why our sins are forgiven as far as the east is from the west. This is why God no longer remembers them. We are simply forgiven by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. This is how much God loves us, that when we accept Jesus through faith, he literally rewrites our DNA. We're restored to him in his heavenly realm. The mark of the beast will most likely rewrite human DNA, and this is what Tom Horn said too, to that of the fallen one. That's why we cannot take the mark of the beast, period. Remember, there's been a war going on in the heavenlies that's been going on for millennia of time. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, it is finished, which means it's over with. It can't be changed at this point. Okay? When they want to combine us with animals and combine us with machines, this is transhumanism. These fallen demonic creatures are so angry that Jesus and God did this because they cannot turn off the DNA transmitter. Therefore, they are doing everything in their power to corrupt human DNA at this point in our life. The Bible says that if Satan had known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of God. He never would have crucified the Son of Glory. Now he can't go back in time. He doesn't have that ability to change it. Through the chemtrails, the Morgellons, the fluoride, the vaccine, the cancer, the Nagalase, the drugs, the GMOs, anything destroyed God's children. Now they are attacking the immune system in full force. But we are saved by the blood of the Lamb and the power of our testimony. You know, our DNA, though damage, is renewed by the continual DNA broadcasting through all time space and by the blood of Yeshua. The fallen ones can't stop the blood of Christ, the DNA of Christ, from doing continual DNA repair for all eternity. No wonder they are so angry, and Lucifer runs around as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour, because he may not devour us, because we are covered by the blood of the Lamb. And see, guys, that's about as simple as I can make it. And this is scalar physics. And it's basically what we do when we become a Christian, when we connect to God. He shares with us part of his omnipotence, his omniscience, and his omnipresence. And he connects to us through the Holy Spirit in his dimension. And he basically just brings us back to the point of salvation. We become the righteousness of God through Christ. And it's through the blood of the Lamb that happens. And God showed me this whole thing I just read to you. That's what I wrote down that day with Doug, and called Doug up and said, Doug, you got to listen to this, because this is like a downloaded when I was in the middle of a prayer time. See, I don't know of anybody else who's ever put those pieces together. So I feel just absolutely humbled that God showed me that, to explain to me why the blood was so important, because it's been something that had bothered me for years and years and years, because I couldn't understand it. Now that I understand that, I realize how incredibly important the blood of Christ was, because without the sacrifice of Jesus' blood, there would be no redemption of sins, because there would no longer be that healing transmitter coil going through all time space for all eternity, basically restoring us to the righteousness of Christ and correcting our DNA from that of the fallen ones. Because remember, guys, our DNA is not in the same state that it was in when we first were created on this planet. It's been compromised. And so now, because of the compromise of our DNA, because we become a Christian, we basically get restored back to God. He literally rewrites our DNA again and makes us the righteousness of Christ. We change. We become different. And that's what Christianity does. That's why when you have a true born-again experience, you don't want to do the things that you did before you got born again. Then you realize that this is not the way I want to live any longer. I want to bring honor and glory to God. Does that mean that we're perfect? Absolutely not. There's still struggles that we all have to deal with on a regular basis. But what happens is we don't have to be perfect because Christ was perfect for us, and He fills in the gap for us. All we have to do is try to do the best we can, and grace is sufficient for us other than that, Doug.
What a wonderful synopsis of a previous show broadcast that we did. Thank you so much for that. And it's an amazing thing, an amazing gift. And folks, please understand that summary and go back and you can listen to. In fact, I'll isolate that show and bring it back out because it's such an important show.
Well, Doug, we also went over the scriptures in Hebrews. I actually read you scriptures all the way through Genesis, all the way through Hebrews, all the way through the Bible, and I locked everything I was telling you guys in with scriptures. Now, when you listen to the show, don't get confused because what happens with the virgin birth, Jesus was born of the virgin, okay? He was born of man. He's a son of man. He was done that way. We have no idea how his embryo was fertilized. It doesn't go into that in the Gospels. It doesn't do that. So I'm not saying that Jesus wasn't born of a virgin and that he wasn't born the Son of Man. I'm not saying that because the Bible is very clear that he was, so that scripture would be fulfilled. What I'm saying, he was the second Adam, and that's what he's been called by many theologians for many, many, many centuries, because he brought us the redemption through the power of his blood and through the power of, you know, our testimony and our relationship with him through God, through Christ. Now, you want to do some political stuff real quick?
Yeah, let's move right into that, Ted.
Yeah, unhappily, Merkel admits the migration policy is leading to her defeat. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has reacted to the stunning election defeat over the weekend, admitting that her own migrant policies were to blame. German Chancellor Angela Merkel held an impromptu press conference at the tail end of the G20 summit in China to react to the massive defeat of her Christian Democratic Union party over the weekend at regional elections in Germany. The beleaguered chancellor, who is dropping daily in popularity — this happens, Doug, when your women and your daughters are being raped because she's a blithering idiot. That's why nobody wants her there. Guys, remember, she was Stasi. She was East German. I mean, she was communist. She was raised that way. This is not a good person who took over Germany. The beleaguered chancellor, who is dropping in popularity daily in opinion polls, admitted it was indeed her own mass migration policies that has led to the anti-mass migration alternative for the German party. And now she's also saying that she insists that she made the right decision, and she's standing by her policies, saying that they are still correct. That's how arrogant this woman is and how completely satanically possessed I believe she is. My friends who are in Germany right now, and my friends who are German immigrants who came from Germany, who stay concurrent with the news out of Europe, they tell me that she is absolutely loathed, Doug, and I mean very sincerely loathed, by the German people, because Germany has become the second rape capital in Europe, only behind Sweden, and Sweden is lost. Sweden no longer has a demographics as far as Swedes that can even vote in the elections and get things done. The Muslims have taken over that country. Sweden's gone. It is the rape capital of Europe. That's why so many of the Swedish folks are leaving their country and going to other parts of the EU. But now the same thing is happening in Germany. Next article. Obama: the internet cannot be like the wild, wild west. Of course it can't, because you can't control that, can you, through your little 95% control of the media through your Sabbatean group. President Barack Obama called for a series of international agreements to regulate activity on the internet, citing his preference not to start an arms race in cyberspace. What we cannot do is have a situation in which this suddenly becomes the wild, wild west. Oh, for heaven forbid, somebody actually told the truth, President Obama said during a press conference in China on Monday, after he was snubbed by the Chinese leaders and forced to walk out of the maintenance entrance for the aircraft. I mean, I don't even know why he even thinks people listen to this lame duck nonsense anymore, Doug. But quite frankly, I believe the internet is supposed to be taken over by the United Nations here this month, correct? Or is it next month?
It's about 22 days away. I think September 30th or October 1st will be when they hand over the internet.
And I don't think it'll have any major effect immediately because they can't, because the blowback would be too hard. But what these guys like to do, they like to drip like a faucet, like a, just like a dripping faucet. It talks about it in the book of Proverbs. And what they do is they constantly never stop their agenda until they start taking, well, we're going to stop this, and 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 we're going to stop this. Little by little, you know, the little foxes spoil the vine. And that's what they're planning on doing. That's what they've done with everything. That's how they got their militant agendas through. That's how they got all the credit. And don't get me wrong. The same attorney that I talked about earlier, who was a federal prosecutor, she listened to the show I did this week on the seven steps of the militant female feminism, and she said that everything I said was absolutely accurate, but she did say that back in the 40s and the 50s, men, you know, basically women weren't even allowed to sign contracts. They were put down to the low-paying jobs, and it's true. And a lot of that stuff had to change, but it didn't have to change this way, not with this level, and not with this just anger and bitterness, Doug. I mean, it's
well, feminism, you know what, Ted, I didn't mean to interrupt you over talking, but feminism is really rooted in communism.
That's right.
It's a cultural issue, and it's a political issue. And you know, the lack of intellectual, the lack of ability, the ability for some people to intellectually comprehend the obvious or to, I won't even dignify some of the stuff we have with a response. Go ahead, Joe.
We're coming up against our last break, folks. We have one more segment with Dr. Ted Brewer. His website, healthmasters.com. Go there, bookmark it. Sign up for their free newsletter. We'll be right back with our final segment with Dr. Ted Brewer right after this. Listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report with Dr. Ted Brewer. This is our last segment for the evening. Ted, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you take it away.
Well, thank you so much, Joe and Doug. Another article that I want to cover. The YouTube is now declaring war on politically incorrect opinions. I'm sure you guys have already felt the brunt of that. Have you already covered this on your show?
Yes, but please, Ted, do so, because this is so important. People do not understand what's taking place. This is unlawful censorship. Well, this is censorship, plain and simple. And this is thrusting the communist Luciferian agenda down the throats of the American people at the expense of Christian conservatives and Christians, however you want to define them. But this is so egregious. So egregious.
Well, no. Let me explain how it works, okay?
Go ahead.
When we monetize a YouTube channel, you'll see a little commercial come on at the beginning or the middle of the show, whatever we're doing, and you get paid a few cents a piece for that. I mean, it's not much, okay? It's just a few cents. The problem is, now but if you get millions of views, you know, it can end up being in the thousands of dollars. Now, the problem is it's difficult to get millions of views. So there's not a lot of money to be made in this to start with, but what they've done now is they've demonetized content that they don't like. In other words, if you're saying something they don't want you to say, you don't get paid on it anymore, period. Or the search engines don't pick it up, and you still don't get paid on it. So this is what they're doing to the Christian conservatives now, because they realize that, again, we have the authority of the blood of the Lamb on our side, and they absolutely hate Jesus and Yeshua and Yahweh. They hate God and Jesus, and they hate us because we're in covenant with Him. That's how the whole thing shakes out, because Doug's exactly right. This is the Luciferian anti-Christian agenda. And remember, these guys who get these huge things like YouTube or Facebook and Zuckerberg and all these other guys, these guys are backed. You know, they're backed. And, you know, almost always, it always goes back to there's only one major bank in the entire world, and that is the Rothschild Bank. And that's what was shown several years ago by several Swiss researchers. It all goes back to the giant octopus squid that Rolling Stones talked about, which is the Rothschild banking cartel, which controls the central banks, the Exchange Stability Fund, the International Monetary Fund, and the Bank of International Settlements. I mean, all of these banks go right back to the Rothschild group. That's why Hungary has thrown the Rothschilds out of their country now. Russia's also told them to get out. They've all had enough of these guys because they're bloodsuckers. They're parasites. They're the ones who finance the the Bolshevik Revolution. Putin knows that. They're also the ones that brought all of these hedonistic communists into the United States in the early 1900s to infiltrate our government, to come into our world, to infiltrate Hollywood and the media, and they brought us all of this filth. See, what people don't realize is, you know, when Hitler had his big book burning over there in Europe, they said, well, he's burning books. Well, he was primarily burning pornography, Doug. Most people don't know that. He was burning books that debilitated human beings and made them more like animals, which is the communist mantra. And he wanted that stuff destroyed. And he says, you guys don't need to be reading this. It doesn't need to be in Germany. We're going to burn this literature. See, it was the porno stuff that he was getting rid of. And see, these guys run the pornography industry in Hollywood. They run all of this stuff. And they're doing everything they possibly can to destroy human beings and bring us down to a level of an animal with which they equate us being. And I talked about this on this show, well, I guess it was last month, and somebody emailed me up and got all mad about me saying that. And I'm like, guys, it's just what it is. Now, whether you want to believe it or not, it's completely different. I'm not trying to sugarcoat this stuff. It's just this is what these guys believe. They don't believe that we're humans. They consider themselves to be the benign Nephilim, the sons of the fallen. They believe their DNA is different than ours. They trace their lineage back to Lucifer, all the way back to the Tower of Babel. This is what they do. This is what they believe. This is who they are. Now you say, well, I don't believe that stuff. It doesn't matter whether you believe it. It doesn't matter if I believe it. It doesn't matter. They believe it so strongly, though, they're willing to die for it, and they're willing to kill you for it. They don't care. That's why they spray you for Zika virus down here in Florida like you're a bug. It's like flying around with a giant can of Raid down there in Miami now, in South Carolina, killing bees and all the insects, and now all the women in 9 months who are pregnant now, they'll probably show up with microcephaly, and they'll say, oh, they must have been bitten by the Zika mosquito. No, the same nagla they're using causes microcephaly, and that's how there's so many people with microcephaly down in Brazil. They know that, but they've got to justify this in 9 months with their massive media campaign of propaganda in the major media outlets and telling everybody they're trying to protect us. They're not trying to protect us. They're trying to kill us. That's what chemtrails are all about. That's what all of this stuff is about. We've talked in detail about what chemtrails do and how they change human DNA and they turn us into a Morgellons transmitter to read our DNA, to tie us into a supercomputer, into a giant AI. And now they're talking about the AI computers they have that can run the world, that they consider them to be like God, and that they are humbled in the presence of these computers. Are you joking me? It's a stinking machine. Pull the plug, see how it works. I mean, it's ridiculous. God is the one who created us in his image, not some machine. YouTube declares war on politically incorrect opinions. A new advertiser-friendly policy introduced by YouTube will punish those who express politically incorrect opinions or dare to offend viewers by demonetizing their content. The new rules have sparked an outcry from the YouTube community because they are so incredibly restrictive. YouTube will now restrain the right to demonetize any videos that contain controversial or sensitive topics and events, including subjects related to war, political conflicts, natural disasters, tragedies, even if graphic imagery is not shown. Inappropriate language, including harassment, profanity, and vulgar language, is also being demonetized. Inappropriate language, I'm okay with that. Profanity, I'm okay with that. Vulgar language, I'm okay with that. I mean, I don't care. The problem is when you say okay and you go First Amendment censorship, Doug, it gives them the right to go in and say, we can do whatever we want to do too. We can just say everything's offensive now. So, you know, it's really kind of crazy. The Pentagon admits to losing over 700,000 small arms in Iraq and Afghanistan. The movie, The Lord of War, with Nicolas Cage, that came out a few years ago, I do not recommend you watch it unless you watch it on TV or you get it edited, because it's very, very graphic, very, very graphic movie. It basically stated as a true statement, and Nicolas Cage was in it, that when the military leaves a war area, they usually don't take small armaments with them because it requires too much shipping space. They may take their tanks, but they may leave Humvees and small armaments there. So basically now they've lost 700,000 small arms in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Pentagon is a massive organization filled with intelligence agents, soldiers, analysts, tired bureaucrats, and incompetent interns. These folks sometimes make mistakes and they lose track of stuff. But an April report from the New York Times suggested the Pentagon's record-keeping problems go way beyond a few misplaced items of equipment. The Times describes how a lobbying group in London called Action on Armed Violence gained access to the Department of Defense records to determine exactly how many small arms the United States had shipped to Iraq and Iraqi forces. They found a total of 1,452,000 weapons, ranging from AK-47s to pistols to sniper rifles. Here's a helpful summary. 692,000 were listed as assault rifles. 285,000 were listed as AK-47s. 266,000 were listed as pistols. 111,000 were listed as machine guns. 13,000 were listed as shotguns. 11,000 were sniper rifles. In Afghanistan, there were also 36,000 unspecified rifles and 288 unspecified standard small arms. 5 months later, they received a response from the DOD in which they included their own list of small arms sent to Afghanistan, and here are the charts from the DVD. In total, they've lost over 700,000 weapons, including M16s, M4, 9mm pistols, shotguns, 40mm non-lethal multi-launchers, okay, sniper rifles, heavy-duty machine guns. They lost 1,800 of those. They lost 14,800 grenade launchers, Doug. They lost a plethora of machine guns, grenade launchers. They lost 423 grenade launcher machine guns. I mean, Doug, can you believe all of this stuff just disappears and they don't know what they did with it?
No.
So they're trying to take our guns away?
No.
I mean, it's the nuttiest. No. When I read this article, I got mad.
Yeah, it's deliberate. It's backsided arming of our enemies. Right. It's intentional. It's by design, Ted. Don't you think that? I mean, look, I understand the shipping. I understand the entirety of the argument. However, this is how I believe this is part of the agenda to arm, to keep this perpetual warfare going. You know, we're always at war with Oceania, or I'm sorry, whatever that quote is from 1984. It's we're always at war, and this is to keep this process going. And why not? It keeps the military-industrial complex going. So that's
well,
my
view. It was interesting in that movie, The Lord of War. He basically is a weapons importer, and the government looks the other way as he's bringing all these weapons into all these third world countries, and they ignore it. Finally, the FBI guy who's involved in this, trying to catch him and put him in jail, finally gets him in jail, handcuffs him, and says, "I've got you now. You're going to prison life for life." Right. And he looked at him and says, "No, that's not what's going to happen." He goes, "Well, yes, it is." He goes, "No, it's not." He goes, "In a few minutes, you're going to get a phone call. And somebody's going to come over and talk to you. They're going to take my handcuffs off, and I'm going to walk out because they need me to run their armaments and their guns for them because of my contacts. So I'm not going to have anything happen to me, and I'm not going to go to jail, and I'm going to walk, and you're not going to charge me with anything." And like 5 minutes later, the guy walks up, tells the guy to let him go, and next thing you know, he's walking back on the street again. See, this is the international arms business. Remember that Khashoggi guy back in the 90s who was on the Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous, and he was like they're one of the wealthiest men in the world? That's what he was.
Yes.
He was an arms merchant. That's what he was. He was an arms merchant. That's what he did. He traded in these guns and these tanks and these machine guns, these grenade launchers and all this other kind of stuff. See, this is huge money. We're talking hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars being exchanged. I mean, we're now the biggest armament distributor in the world, the United States is, with our technology. That's what we do now. We don't produce very much anything else, but we'd like to make guns and things that kill people and go boom and bang, right? We love that because it is so profitable. Because remember, the military-industrial complex is controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel, as is the majority of the Fortune 500 corporations. They don't care if they kill half the planet doing this because they consider us to be vermin anyhow. They don't care how many of us they kill. That's what the Georgia Guidestones is all about. As long as they can make profit, Jesus said, the love of money is the root of all evil, and that is greed. Never enough, never enough, never enough, never enough. I mean, I remember a pastor friend told me years ago, and he's absolutely right. He was talking about his congregation, and he goes, "Ted, here's what I've learned over the years. Kickers, the people who fight and argue all the time in the church and want to argue at board meetings," he goes, "they never give. They never give anything. Very rarely, but probably never. You know, 99% of the time, they don't give anything." He goes, "but the givers never kick." He said, "so the people that are supporting you are going to always support you." It's like I've told you this little, one of the major TV evangelists said this one time. He said that if you have 100 people in a room, Doug, or if you have 100 listeners right now, 25% of those people probably aren't going to like you if they've just tuned in. 25% are going to basically not like you, but you can make them like you. 25% are not going to, are going to love you, but they can be made to hate you. And 25% are going to love you all of the time. My whole goal with Health Masters is basically back to that 20-80 rule. I want to go with the 25% that love me all the time, who love our show, love your show. Those are the ones that I'm talking to, because haters are going to always hate. Lovers are always going to love. Kickers are always going to kick. And see, if we're not going to walk in love as Christians and forgive one another for transgressions and things that we do, then what's the point of calling ourselves Christians? If I use the word incorrectly and I get eviscerated for it, I'm not God, okay? I'm a human being. I make mistakes. We all do. We can't hold each other accountable at that level. We've got to cut each other some slack, and we've got to realize that if we love one another and we pray for one another and we support one another financially, spiritually, physically, financially, everything. That's why I'm asking you guys again with Doug. You know, if 1,000 of you or 1,000,000 of you gave $1 to Doug's ministry right now, it's not a nonprofit ministry, but it's still a ministry nonetheless, it would change Doug's cash flow needs immediately. Just $1. You say, well, if I give $1, it'll make a difference. Well, you're right. If you give $1, it won't. But if 100 of you or 1,000 of you or 10,000 of you give $1, it makes a huge difference. If you give $5 or $10 or $100, it makes even that much bigger a difference. When I do my show every day with Austin, I thank everybody for buying your multiple vitamins from us. Just buying your multiple vitamins. It's $25 a month. Thank you for buying your multiple vitamins from us. I'm not asking you to give me a bunch of money or buy $1,000 worth of supplements every month. I'm not asking you that. Just $25 a month will support the radio and TV ministry that we're setting up. Because we know that if we do that, it helps people get involved with our lives and helps them to support us. And that's the same thing you got to do with Doug and Joe. Just put them on a recurring payment program through PayPal. Just put $10 a month every month, $10 a month on the first of the month, $10, $20, $100 a month. It will change their cash flow. They're trying to expand their studios. They're trying to increase the revenue stream that they're generating. They're doing everything they possibly can. They're being attacked, just like we're being attacked, like Steve Quayle's being attacked, just like Tom Horn's being attacked, like Rush Dizdar, all of us. We all get this stuff all of the time. And see, you guys on the sidelines, it's okay, because not everybody can be in the trenches, but at least if you're on the sidelines, support the folks that are out here financially. Please, I ask you please to do that. And it's not because God can't supply all of our needs, because he can. It's that God uses men to pour into other men's bosoms to supply all the needs. And see, that's what the important thing is, guys. If we all work together synergistically, then it doesn't create a burden for any individual. It really doesn't. $10 a month, okay, we can afford that. $20 a month, okay. Yeah, $25 a month to get some multiple vitamins from Ted. We're taking multiples anyhow. I'd rather buy from Ted, because I know they're good quality products, and we won't be getting them from the big box store anymore that doesn't do anything for us anyhow besides take away all the jobs from the local townspeople and close all the little businesses that used to be in town. That's all they do. That's all they ever do. Walmart, when Walmart would come in the old days, they would have a meeting with all the local businesses and say, we're going to put you guys all out of business. Basically, is the vernacular how it went. You know, paraphrased. And so what we suggest you do is that you open boutique shops and have niche markets that you can basically continue to stay in business and service your clientele. The same thing with Lowe's, the same thing with Home Depot. When they come in, they put little small hardware stores out of business, little mom and pop shops gone, because they can't compete against the box stores. So when you guys support me by getting your multiple vitamins from me and through Health Masters, thank you. I pray God's blessings on you. And even if you can't, I still pray God's blessings on you, because I pray for you guys every single day, for the Hagman listeners, the Hodges listeners, our listeners, because they're all intertwined. And I thank God Almighty that you guys are out there supporting us. And I realize a lot of you guys are on fixed incomes and every dollar counts. But guys, at least if you can't do that, pray. Just pray and pray it positive. Pray that we're protected. Station angels around us. Put the blood of Jesus over us. Put a hedge of thorns around us. Just pray for us. Do something, please.
Yeah, and you know what, Ted? I mean, things are becoming so bad right now. You had mentioned earlier, and the many headlines that in many news stories you're talking about, the demonetization of YouTube, but more importantly, the censorship behind that, the fact that the Christians, many Christians, are on the offensive, and that offensive is a really an incredibly divisive initiative and objective. And I've learned some things. I've learned some things that many of the most vocal and vicious attackers out there, who are claimed to be, profess themselves to be Christians, are associated with these ultra progressive groups. And I'm not going to name the groups, because this is something that we're we have under surveillance. The very people who profess to be, oh, you know, I'm a you know, all I want to do is, you know, be accurate with the Bible. No. You don't understand. When you start looking and turning rocks over and looking at where these people, who they, these people have aligned themselves with, it becomes so obvious that these people are the very operatives of the system that we're fighting. So, and I probably have said too much because I don't want to reveal our findings yet, but I'll tell you, Ted, it is amazing to see the operatives, the political operatives and the Soros level funded, if you will, globalist funded operatives who are small. They've got a small digital footprint themselves, but their attacks are large against people like you and others. Now, we have to just bear in mind that this is only going to get worse, and the reason I bring this up only is for people to understand you yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, are going to be, if you haven't already experienced this, you're going to experience this at some level. Right. Yes. Yeah, so I that's all I want to say about that. But you're, and you know what? It's only good business to do business with people like Ted too. When we're talking about multiple vitamins, my goodness, it's you've got the best products out there. So all of this together, we can work together and survive. At least survive another day, another week.
That's right. And you know, it's like this. I tell folks, if you're not going to buy supplements from me, make sure your multiple vitamins, a cellulose based gel capsule. No animal byproducts. Make sure it's powder in capsule. And make sure that all of your products are ambient chelates, and also make sure that all the B vitamins are methylated. Now, you won't find that product less money than we sell that one for. That's $25. It's the best product on the market, and you can take these supplements every day, and within 30 days, you're going to feel really a huge difference just in your energy levels. If you really want to stump it up a little bit, get the B vitamins and take them first thing in the morning, four of those after you eat breakfast, and you'll be looking like, wow, I mean, I can't even believe how good I feel after like 4 days. Oh, yeah. Because yep. The brain has to have B vitamins, and it's water soluble. You don't get enough of them, especially B12. And so what ends up happening, you start getting all these deficiency symptoms and side effects. It's awful what happens when you have a deficiency in B vitamins. And if they're not methylated, about 40% of the population can't utilize them. That's why so many people say, well, I've taken vitamins before, they don't work. Well, you're right. You take those vitamins, you buy a bottle of vitamins for 99 cents, you get three bottles for free. You're right, they don't work. They're covered in shellac, they're petroleum byproducts. Your body can't even digest them. If you're using a portalet, put a screen in the bottom, and you'll find them in the bottom of the portalet, because your body can't even get them through your system and absorb them. I mean, they're junk. So you're absolutely right. Those multiple vitamins absolutely do not work. That's why I told you the type to buy. Now, here's a couple more, because I know we're almost out of time. The public support for Common Core is falling to a record low because the kids are getting more and more and more stupid, and they can't do simple math at all any longer. Common Core is another satanic agenda to continue to dumb down the population of the United States. Government workers now outnumber manufacturing workers by 9,932,000. That's crazy. We have more federal, state, and local government than we have manufacturer employees. That's what Donald Trump says. He wants to bring the manufacturing jobs back to the United States. Chicago, by the way, over Labor Day, surpassed the 500 homicides with Labor Day weekend violence. Black lives don't matter in Chicago, apparently. The blacks are killing blacks hand over fist. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that 13 were killed, another 52 were shot and wounded over the weekend. Over the weekend. God, what an awful place to live. The world, according to Monsanto, 60 to 70% of the foods in U.S. supermarkets are now genetically modified. By contrast, in at least 26 other countries, including Switzerland, Australia, Austria, China, France, Luxembourg, Germany, Greece, Bulgaria, Poland, Italy, Mexico, GMOs are either totally or partially banned, and significant restrictions on GMOs exist in about 60 other countries, but not in the United States, not under King Obama, the gay Kenyan. It's not going to happen. Whatever you think of the former Congressman Dennis Kucinich, he has the guts to confront the influence and corruption of the political process by Monsanto in a hard-hitting video. No wonder he was gerrymandered out of office. The fraud perpetrated in the seeds of suicide, how Monsanto destroys farming, is an affront to the Creator. Even his children are blind to the consequence of designing seeds that require a license to plant. Patents on seeds are illegitimate because putting a toxic gene into a plant cell is not creating or inventing a plant. They are seeds of deception. Guys, listen to me. Monsanto needs to go away. Why are honeybees important to crops and farmers? Because 90% of the crops in America are dependent on honeybees. They just killed millions and millions and millions of honeybees spraying for Zika in South Carolina. Newsflash for you people spraying this native from the plains that kill insects. Honeybees are insects. The Tide is Turning by Paul Craig Roberts. Everybody needs to read this. It's the latest one he wrote. The official story is now the conspiracy theory. I mean, guys, think about this. Their question is, who are the real conspiracy kooks? The majority who disbelieve the official lies, or the minority who still believe the official lies? He talks about the assassination of John F. Kennedy and also with 9/11. And he says that almost 50% of the population doesn't even know that there was a third Building 7 that fell down to control the demolition or an energy weapon or a mini nuke or nanothermite. I don't know how they took them down. All of those have plausible explanations, and I've heard all of them from very credible people. All I know is those airplanes did not take those buildings down. That's not what happened, Doug. That's impossible. It didn't happen. They were designed to withstand that.
You know, on this weekend of the 15th anniversary of 9/11, obviously there were airplanes, but what you said, the consequential damage did not. I don't believe anyway that the jet fuel and the fires brought the buildings down.
Doug, Building 7 was a 50-story office complex. Right. No airplane ever even hit that building.
Exactly.
And what happened is the book that Judy Wood wrote, Towers Go? That is, everybody needs to have that in their library. Judy's Wood assistant was killed almost immediately after that book hit the market, and she was doing interviews on this, shot in a parking lot.
Yeah, we had her on. We had Judy Wood on. And we have two copies of the book here in the office.
She makes a very good argument for a space-based weapons platform system using microwave technology or an energy beam or Tesla particle beam to go in and microwave that building. She said something very interesting in the book. She said, why were these people jumping to their deaths 20 and 30 stories above the impact zone when they weren't even hot there? She says, when you hit that building with a microwave beam, it starts to basically cook the building inside out to cause what's called demolecularization. It's like being put inside of a microwave, and these people were being cooked inside of their own skin, and rather than have that happen, they started jumping. I mean, dozens and dozens of people dove out of those windows in areas where the fire was not even hot just to get out of those buildings. So that's why I said she makes sense in her arguments in a lot of these different areas, including nanothermite, mini nukes, you know, all these different things that could have been used. But you can see the doggone squibs that were coming out from the floors as the building was falling, as the detonations occurred. You can watch 9/11 Mysteries, or you can watch Loose Change. Either one of those are excellent movies to watch if this is your first introduction to what happened on 9/11. But guys, the official story is not it. I mean, I was teaching a college class a couple of years ago. I was a guest lecturer at a university over in Lakeland. They asked me to come in for a couple of classes and teach the kids. And I asked the kids, how many of you believe the official story of 9/11? Not one person raised a hand. And I said, how many of you kids believe that you were not told the entire truth of 9/11? Everybody raised their hands. And see, guys, it's like the Kennedy assassination. We all know the CIA and Lyndon Johnson were up to their elbows in that, along with probably George Herbert Walker Bush. George H. So we know that he basically was involved in it because of the research that's been done by numerous people, including Jim Mars, including, you know, that video that I told you guys, if you could watch it, please, from 9/11, from JFK to 9/11, it's a rich man's trick. I mean, all of these people point to the same thing.
That's right. And we're being lied to left and right. And, with regard to 9/11, I just want to say this, Ted. Please, folks, pray for the families. And by the way, the cars blocks away from ground
call
zero.
On fire.
Yeah, explain that. Yeah, I mean, there's so many anomalies.
Burn inside and out.
Yeah.
I mean, that was so
well,
bad.
The way that happens is they focus an energy beam weapon from space. They have to pull it across the horizon. And when they do that, anything in its path, if it's been turned on, will instantly explode in the flame. And that's exactly what I think happened to why those cars exploded in flames a mile away. I mean, because there's no other explanation for that.
No, that was one of those things I looked at and I had to triple check if it was correct or not. And yes, it was. I mean, the police reports are there. But anyway, Ted, thank you so much for your gift of time today. This was an incredible program. I know you were busy doing your program earlier today. Folks, Ted Brower of HealthMasters.com has just given us a very tremendous offer. Go to HagmanReport.com to check it out. And there you can read about it and then click on that to go to HealthMasters. $300 order, $300 order, you get just a whole bunch of stuff, including Maximum Fat Loss Workbook and the CD series, if it's still available at this point, reports, various reports that cover all sorts of topics, your intellectual property, which is always valuable. And my friend, thank you. And God bless you, man. You are just right on the money all the time with your information. We really appreciate it, Joe.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
You know, we appreciate you so much. God bless you, brother. And
God
have
bless
a great
you, guys. Thanks so much for having me on, and we'll talk to you in a few days. Bye-bye.
All right, sir.
That was Dr. Ted Brewer of HealthMasters.com. Make sure to bookmark his website, sign up for his free newsletter, and be sure to tune in Monday, starting Monday, with Coach Dave next week, Jonathan Kahn, and followed by Stan Deo Tuesday.
Check our website tomorrow, too. Yeah. Check our website tomorrow. Go ahead.
HagmanReport.com. Have a good night, everyone.